This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
Immigrants! Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
What do we want?
Status for all!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Status for all!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Status for all!
When do we want it?
Now!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Last week, the Ontario Provincial Police, the Canada Border Services Agency, and the Ministry of Transportation decided to stop people in the middle of the street, pulled over cars, but not all cars, just cars of racialized people. And when those cars were pulled over, they ID, but not just the driver, everybody in those cars. This is blatant racial profiling. This was a fishing expedition. These weren't warrants that were being executed. This isn't about public safety. This is about a climate of hate and fear that's being pushed by the Harper government, and it seems to be being followed by the Wynne government. And we know racial profiling when we see it. We know when our communities are being pulled over on this side of the street. We know when our families can't feed themselves simply because of where they were born or the color of their skin. So we're here to oppose. We're here to resist. We're here to say that the Kathleen government needs to make a decision. What side is it on? I'm going to introduce our first speaker, Tings Chak. We have a few lawyers who are actually doing detention reviews just now, and they're not here with us, but Tings is going to start us off.
Hi, my name is Tings Chak, T-I-N-G-S, last name C-H-A-K. I organize with the organization called No One Is Legal Toronto. And as Hassan pointed out, what happened last week was clearly racial profiling. When people are stopped or targeted purely because they are people of color and who look like immigrants on their way to work for simply trying to feed their families, this is racial profiling. Over 21 people were arrested during these raids. No one benefits from these raids. No one is safer because of these raids, and no one is protected because of these raids. We definitely do not collectively benefit when 21 people are torn away from their families, from their friends, and from their communities. What this does do is spread fear among migrant communities. So we're here today outside of this ministry, Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services. This ministry, along with the Ministry of Transportation, which are provincial ministries, have both confirmed their participation in and collaboration with the federal CBSA, the Canadian Border Services Agency. So we're here to ask Premier Wynne and the Ontario government, what are they doing enforcing federal immigration laws? Why are they doing Harper's dirty work? And we're here to ask the question of Premier Wynne. She needs to make a statement. She needs to say, is she with the immigrant communities of this province who helped build this province, or is she part of the anti-immigrant xenophobic agenda of the Harper government? So we are here to demand that there are no more immigration raids, there are no more detentions, and that profiling, racial profiling, is absolutely unacceptable. Thank you.
No one is illegal! Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal! Stop deporting people! No one is illegal! Stop deporting people! No one is illegal! Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal!
Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal!
Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal!
Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal!
Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal!
Stop deporting people!
No one is illegal!
Stop deporting people!
Thank you. Now we know what the federal government is up to, but we're not here to let Harper off the hook. We insist that detentions and deportations, the xenophobic violence that this government has done to take away citizenship, to deny status to families and parents and grandparents, to force immigrants into temporary migrant jobs and take away permanent status, is rejected. That agenda will not be allowed to continue. We are here to insist that the Wynne government needs to declare this province a sanctuary province like the city of Toronto. The province needs to stop colluding with federal authorities. It needs to stop participating in federal immigration enforcement. It needs to ensure full services, full rights, and full status to migrants as Ontarians, as undocumented residents. Okay, Dennis, do you want to come up? We can take some questions. We're still waiting for our lawyers. Hopefully, if they show up, they'll be able to make some statements. There's a couple other people, but we can take questions for now and maybe might follow up with some statements. I think the question is the Canadian public okay with being pulled over on the side of the street based on the skin color, being forcefully ID'd? If we are okay with that kind of society, that anyone can be pulled over without a search warrant and ID'd based on what they look like, and if there are immigration warrants, if they don't have status, they might be deported. But we know people, at least one person was detained and then released because they actually didn't have the grounds for it. I think the question isn't whether people are here with or without status. The question is there racial profiling? The answer is yes. The second question is, are immigration raids okay? And the answer is a loud no.
How would you suggest that the police and other authorities deal with this, like immigration issues?
I think it's very simple. The Ontario government has no right, no responsibility, no funding, no resources to be upholding federal immigration enforcement. Ontario should issue a statement saying that it would stop colluding with federal immigration enforcement. That is the only policing responsibility in this province and in this city. And I think that the federal government is responsible for stealing status. It's not that people are living here illegally. It's that they're being denied status. We have a problem with people living in this country without immigration status. The solution is easy. You give them immigration status.
Now, what if those people are... there are examples, and I'm not saying that everybody actually, it's a minority that criminals from other countries. How do we deal with them? How do we weed those people out to get between the good and the bad? At a federal level, obviously, because you don't want it to be set up provincially.
I think what's important is to not necessarily distinguish between the good immigrant and the bad immigrant by talking about criminal history. For us, we strongly believe that people should have a right to status regardless of their criminal background. I think we also have to look at who gets targeted and who gets criminalized in the system, right? It's generally poor people of color. And here, the difference is, poor people of color who do not have permanent immigration status.
So where do you draw the line with criminals then? What level is a criminal allowed in? What level do we put them out?
Conrad Black, who is a convicted criminal, is somebody who was first rejected his immigration status and then the federal government gave it back to him. Right? This isn't about criminality. This is about racial profiling. It's about the targeting of poor people. That's where we draw the line. We draw the line in our communities. We draw the line where our people are being forced to go to jail for trying to work 20 hours a day and feed their families.
So would there be any further, would there be further action? You've alleged racial profiling by the authorities. Like, are you going to file a human rights complaint? Like, what's the next course of action?
At this point, we're looking at all possible steps. We already saw that the Ministry of Transport and OPP has issued statements saying they've been doing this for at least a year. So we're waiting for actual political response from the ministers responsible, and we're considering all options, including complaints, if necessary. We have another speaker with us here, who's here, so Chris Ramsrup from Justice for Migrant Workers. There's been a number of raids that have happened out in southern Ontario. We've seen a lot of racism that OPP has carried out. So Chris is just going to speak to us, and then we'll take more questions.
So good afternoon. Okay. So my name is Chris Ramsrup. I'm a national organizer with Justice for Justicia for Migrant Workers. I'm also joined by Sazna Miranda Leal, who's also a national organizer with our group. So first things are first, we stand in solidarity with the migrants who are currently detained at 385. We look at this as an attack on workers, and workers who are basically trying to build in our community. It's ironic for us that the government rather spend resources, and this is both the federal and provincial governments, spend resources to criminalize people rather than to enforce workers' rights
in the workplace. And we say this is not the correct way that that should occur. As Saeed Hassan had mentioned earlier, across Ontario in the Chatham-Kent, Windsor-Essex area, we've seen this practice used before, where both the Ontario Provincial Police and Canadian Border Service agencies have worked together to engage in workplace raids, to arrest migrant workers who may or may not have proper authorization, to intimidate, harass, and to racially profile workers. And we say we have to take steps to end this. Recently, we saw that the Ontario Provincial Police has been used to escort migrant workers who've been terminated for standing up for their workplace rights. The OPP's job is to go after people who are criminals. It's not here to go after migrant workers. It's not here to create problems in our communities. So we're here to stand in show support. We're here to say that we have to protect our communities, provide status, enforce the rights of workers, and not criminalize, racially target, harass, or intimidate people. So I think that's first in our communities. Finally, as we know that last year, there was a major DNA sweep of over 100 migrant workers in the Vienna area. And once again, we're seeing that police forces are being used to attack migrants. And whatever means we decide to take, whether it's through legal challenges, whether it's through policy enforcement, whether it's through changing laws, whether it's building in our communities, we have to take steps to protect our communities and say no to racial profiling and no to the attack on migrant workers. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to take a couple of more questions and then we're going to march over to the Ministry of Transportation. The Ministry of Transportation is the other ministry that's been colluding with federal immigration enforcement. Obviously, our focus here is against all raids, and we think that it's over Kathleen Wynne's responsibility. Are there any questions?
Yeah, so you're here today just to... So let me understand. You're here today just to condemn the Green government and keep the provincial police from doing the same thing in the future. But you're not asking to free those 21 people who is detained right now. And I know at least one of them is being departing tomorrow. And are you doing anything for that situation?
So we were hoping that our lawyers, who were actually been doing detention reviews, that's a federal immigration matter. We absolutely want those people released. And we have had lawyers who are doing the detention reviews, and we haven't heard back yet what the decision is. Now, what we do know is that everyone who was detained was asked to sign 6 separate sheets of paper that were not adequately translated, in which they waived their rights to a pre-removal risk assessment, in which they waived their right to saying they had fear of deportation. So now we don't know how many of these people might be deported into places of great harm. And now they're being rushed through the system, and the government's trying to deport many of them tomorrow simply so that they can silence us. So absolutely, we want detentions to end. We want people to be released. Good. All right, thank you so much. All right, folks, can we march over to the Ministry of Transportation? Woo! Okay. Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Okay, so we're going to walk onto the street, maybe with a banner in the front, and if everybody can group really closely. It's a 6-minute walk. We're going to walk up to Young, turn on both.
I've got 3 of them on email, so I think I'm okay.
So we're wondering why we're here about racial profiling and immigration raids outside an Ontario ministry.
Shame.
And that's the exact question we need an answer to. We oppose immigration raids. We oppose the racist anti-immigrant agenda of the Harper government.
and we are seriously concerned. We're extremely angry that the Ministry of Transport of Ontario feels that it's its job to support that agenda.
Shame!
What do you want to say to racial profiling? No! What do you say to immigration raids?
No!
We're here to insist that the federal government that the federal government stop doing immigration raids. But we're also here to insist that the province of Ontario needs to pick a side. Does Ontario believe in racism? Will Ontario support raids? Will Ontario continue to racially profile? Or will Ontario go public and declare itself a sanctuary province? Kathleen Wynne, Yasser Naqvi, Stephen Del Duca. These are the politicians who are responsible for these decisions. And these are the politicians that are responsible. Are the ones who are going to demand follow suit. Okay, so everybody, does everyone get a flyer? Okay, more importantly, does everyone have a phone? Okay, pull out your phones and you can text or call this number. Okay? Those of you who tweet can tweet at Kathleen Wynne too. Yeah? Does everyone have their phones out? Everybody ready? Okay, so this is the number 416-325-1941. 416-325-1941. Okay? So you can call or you can text. If it texts, it's like a text to a landline. It costs you a couple of some money, I think about $1.
325-1941.
Okay. Now tell Kathleen Wynne that you do not support immigration raids and racial profiling. That Ontario must declare itself a sanctuary province that supports immigrants. Okay? Cool. I'll do it.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
If anybody gets through first,
our customer service representatives are currently assisting other callers.
Okay, so you all have the numbers. Feel free to call them later and over again. We have a petition that we're running on our website. It's on change.org, it's on Facebook, Twitter, etc. We need as many people as possible to sign it. Part of the reason for signing the petition is so that we know that you're here. And then what we're going to do is we're going to be sending you updates about next steps in this campaign. We have heard now the Canadian Border Services Agency, OPP, and Ministry of Transportation have told us that this has been happening for at least a year. At least 1 year. We have no idea how many families have been ripped apart. We have no idea how many people have been deported to harm's way. We have no idea how many people were just pushed aside just for trying to work and feed their families. But we're not going to stop. Now we know it's in the public, it's in the government's agenda. And we're going to keep doing actions. We're going to keep making noise, and we need you to be with us. I think Sazna's going to come on the phone. Are you? Hello. Good afternoon. We're here at the 77 Wellesley West, just outside the Ministry of Transportation, with dozens of people to insist that Ontario become a sanctuary zone. Have you heard about these immigration raids and racial profiling that the Ontario government is doing?
No, I have not, but what I can do, and I advise the previous individual, I will pass on this concern to the Premier's attention, and if you wish, I can transfer you into the Minister of Transportation's office, so you can also bring this to the Minister's attention that you're protesting outside of the office.
Well, we just want to make sure, first of all, that what the message is clear to the Premier Wynne. So this is our message to Premier Wynne. Stop racial profiling. Stop carrying out the anti-immigrant agenda of the Harper government. Declare Ontario a sanctuary zone. Premier Wynne needs to decide whether she's going to stand with the racist government or she's going to stand with immigrants in this province. Was that clear?
Thank you.
Perfect. Yes, please transfer me to the Ministry of Transportation. Okay. We'll wait for this. This might take another few minutes. So we just want to be perfectly clear, right? This is, we're here because, you know, right now, dozens of families across this city are wondering what's going to happen to their fathers, to their brothers, and to their friends. People are waking up and across this city and across this province in fear. People are afraid of going to work. People are afraid of sending their kids to school. People are afraid of going to the hospital because they don't know if their cars are going to be pulled over simply for the color of their skin, and that might result in deportation. The human cost of this cannot be forgotten. The immense injustice, the extreme egregiousness of what is happening cannot be forgotten, cannot be misplaced. This is an absolute and an unquestioned act of racial profiling. It is absolutely wrong, and we cannot stop simply, you know, by hearing statements from the Ministry of Transportation saying, we've just begun these, you know, proactive investigations, as they're calling them, to support federal immigration enforcement. That is not the job of this province. That is not the responsibility of this province. That is not the appropriate response of this province. We absolutely must demand that this province become a sanctuary zone, that Ontario does not collude with federal immigration enforcement. If Harper wants to steal citizenship away from our families, we are going to fight him. But if Ontario chooses to stand with him, then we know who our enemies are, and we're not going to let them out of our sights either. All right, thank you so much, everybody, for coming out. Please sign the petition. That's how we're going to update you about future actions. Take care. One other thing, because there's been so much fear in the Jane Finch area, tomorrow at 5 o'clock we're meeting in Jane Finch. All of these raids happen in Jane Finch. So tomorrow at 5 p.m. we're meeting in Jane Finch. We're going to be putting up posters saying, with or without immigration papers, we welcome you, in English and in Spanish. We're going to be handing out Know Your Rights materials in multiple languages to undocumented people in places where people gather. So if you're able to join us, 5 p.m. tomorrow, the Jane Finch intersection. Thank you.
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
Justice for immigrants!
Freedom for refugees!
For rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.